97.1 FM Talk Podcast. Always giving you more. The Mark Cox Morning Show. Follow the show on Facebook. Facebook.com/The Mark Cox Show.
This is our city, and this was Mexico. You can't kick us out of the land that was ours. Donald Trump! Fascism! Let our people free!
Let our people free!
Wow, is that what's coming to Missouri or Illinois soon? I don't know. There are protests apparently planned around the nation by some of these oddly well-organized groups. It's hard to believe that there's not some larger force here that's manipulating all of this. We've got Missouri's Attorney General on the phone this morning. Andrew Bailey, welcome back. How are you, sir?
Hey, Mark, thanks so much for having me on.
Yes, sir. Are you concerned that we might see a repeat of some of this here in Missouri?
I'm not concerned. We're not going to let that happen on my watch. I tell you, there is nothing peaceful about what's going on with the protests in Los Angeles, California, and that it seemed to have spread to other parts of the country. They're burning buildings, looting stores, attacking law enforcement officers who are carrying out their official duties. I mean, this is deplorable. And in fact, I think it invokes a broader conversation about what it means to be American. Look, we have a history of peaceful protests here in the United States of America. In fact, we codified it in our First Amendment right to free speech.
Right.
But this, there's nothing peaceful about the anarchy and chaos that is being sown in Los Angeles and in other cities. And in fact, if you look at the protesters, violent agitators, illegal aliens, they hate the United States of America. They don't want us to have a border. They don't want to. If we don't have a border, we don't have a country. That's why they're waving other countries' flags and burning the American flag. We will not tolerate that behavior here in the state of Missouri.
Which makes this all the more incredible. Listen to Maxine Waters. Go to cut three, please.
And even those who were out of step with what we are advocating, peaceful protest, did not create any violence. Nobody was shot. Nobody was killed. Get it in your head. And so when martial law is called, what are you going to say? I missed the point. Don't miss the point, you all. Don't think that somehow because they called out the National Guard, there was violence. There was no violence. I was on the street.
I don't know about you, Mr. Attorney General. I mean, I didn't see any cars burning. I didn't see any looting. What in the world is wrong with people like Maxine Waters? I don't get it.
She's completely untethered from objective reality. I mean, I bet you Maxine Waters would tell you that Joe Biden was a great president, right?
Yeah,
I mean, that's
yeah.
How ridiculous and nonsensical these people are. But at the end of the day, I think this shows incredible leadership from President Trump to take strong action. Look, we learned a lot here in Missouri during protests. We've learned a lot at the national level in 2020. President Trump was in office in 2020 in that summer when the quote-unquote peaceful protests were occupying entire city blocks in Seattle and burning federal courthouses and attacking police stations across the United States of America. That harms the rest of us. We have rights, too. And so those rights have to be protected. And at the end of the day, the rule of law matters. And it starts with the immigration code. If you don't like the immigration code, go to Congress and get it changed. But we have borders and we have laws to protect our national sovereignty for a reason. And that is exactly what these anti-American agitators and illegal aliens are. That's why they're burning flags and buildings and attacking law enforcement officers in Los Angeles.
Gavin Newsom, of course, was saying, I'm going to sue the Trump administration for you deploying the National Guard because, you know, I didn't request it. And then when you said you were sending them, I said, I don't want them here. The latest news I saw was that a judge has rejected Newsom's request to try to limit Trump, you know, deploying troops to L.A. So where does this go from here?
Well, I'm sure Newsom will attempt to appeal, but look, he's on poor legal footing. There's a federal statute that gives the commander-in-chief of the armed forces of the United States of America, that the president of the United States, the authority to call out the National Guard in defense of the nation. And there's ample Supreme Court of the United States case law to suggest that that statute is constitutional. So Newsom doesn't have a leg to stand on. And look, if he had been doing his job in the first place, instead of inviting criminal aliens into his state, we wouldn't be in this mess. But Joe Biden and Gavin Newsom are the reason we're now paying the price with this kind of anarchy because they invited this behavior.
Yeah, it's a good point. And, you know, in most common sense states, you wouldn't have to wait for the governor to call in the National Guard. They would go ahead and take those actions. I've pointed out a couple of times, if Governor Nixon had sent the National Guard in sooner, large parts of Ferguson would not have burned down, but there was a hesitation to do that.
Well, absolutely, and let's go one step further. The sanctuary cities that invited criminal aliens into this country, President Biden, who refused to finish building the border wall and turned the open sign on at the border, refused to deport anyone. That's why we're cleaning up this mess. President Trump is a janitor trying to clean up a mess, and thank goodness he's got such strong leadership to take a bold stand. And again, this is about the rule of law. When did we abandon the principle that the rules matter? We used to elevate the rules of the game above the players and the outcome. Gavin Newsom, Joe Biden, Maxine Waters have abandoned and rejected that approach. We're a nation founded upon law. Our national identity is the United States Constitution, a legal document. So how dare they betray our country by undermining the rule of law in this manner?
Yeah. Attorney General Andrew Bailey, our guest right now, saw the ongoing investigation now in Congress, James Comer, on this auto pen controversy. I know you were one of the first ones to challenge that, and there's a lot of smoke here. Where do you see this ending? Could it end in some of these decisions made by Joe Biden's auto pen being overturned?
I think that's the absolute first step. I think at the end of the day, you might see criminal indictments. Look, in the state of Missouri, it's a felony to authenticate a false writing. That's a forgery offense, to give a writing the authenticity that it doesn't actually have. And when you talk about legal documents and you look at Article 2 of the United States Constitution, all executive authority is vested in a singular president of the United States. Only the president can make decisions on federal commutations. And so whoever controlled the auto pen seemed to be doling out those commutations. How many death penalty sentences were overturned through that commutation, some of which were handed down here in the state of Missouri? Who's going to answer to those victims? And who was making those decisions? We know the president did not have the mental acuity to make the decision because his own DOJ told us that in February of 2024 when the special counsel said he couldn't form the appropriate mental state, an intentional mental state, to commit a criminal act. Well, if he can't form the appropriate mental state to commit a criminal act, how is he signing legal documents? So at a minimum, I think those documents lack the validity that they purport to have. At a maximum, I think whoever was abusing the president and exercising authority in his name when they didn't have it committed a forgery and should be charged criminally.
I would love to see the pardon for Hunter Biden and Fauci to be negated. I'm just kind of curious. I mean, obviously the president signing a lot of documents, so that would be why there would be a use in some cases for an auto pen. Do other offices have that? Like, would a governor have that? Or what do you know of cases where that's used besides the president of the United States?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a statute on the books in the state of Missouri that explicitly authorizes the governor to execute formal documents using an auto pen. There's a statute on the books in the state of Missouri more broadly that allows kind of remote signature and that sort of thing. But the problem is not like the hand holding the pen. Like, somebody could have just manipulated Joe Biden's hand, you know, while he was in another adjourned to another dimension, right, and signed the document. That it's the mental state. Did he understand what was being signed? Was it done in his name? Had he fully authorized it? Had he contemplated the consequences? And again, these are legal challenges that occur in probate courts across the state of Missouri, across the country, every day. When you have a deceased loved one who signed a testamentary instrument like a will, and then that is contested later on, saying, hey, look, they changed their will at the 11th hour because they weren't of right mind. Sure. And those kinds of legal disputes happen every day. And there's a growing quantum of evidence that would say that whatever Joe Biden signed at a minimum in the last few months of his presidency is null and void.
Yeah. We're talking to Missouri's Attorney General Andrew Bailey. I reported on a story earlier this morning where 27 states, and I didn't look at the list, have sued to prevent 23andMe from releasing private information. Was Missouri one of those?
Yeah, absolutely. We've warned Missouri consumers about potential data breaches in relation to that. And that's just part and parcel of the consumer protection work we do at the Missouri Attorney General's office. And look, St. Louis has been hammered by tornadoes. We see unscrupulous business practices in the wake of that kind of natural disaster. And I want to warn anyone in the St. Louis region who's been impacted or has loved ones that have been impacted by the tornadoes, be careful. Make sure you don't hand out cash before the work is done. Check out anyone who's trying to contract with you or do business with you. Check them out online. Call my office before agreeing to pay them. try to reduce all agreements for work into writing so there's a documented record. And if you feel like you've been scammed, check us out at ago.mo.gov, ago.mo.gov. We have a drop-down form, a complaint form you can fill out. We've got investigators standing by to help help you out. My first year in office, we recovered more than $32 million in settlements and judgments on behalf of the people of the state of Missouri and our Consumer Protection Division. Last year, my second year in office, we recovered north of $400 million. That's real money going back into the pockets of working Missourians who were scammed. We want to do even more this year, so we stand by ready to help victims of natural disaster, victims whose data has been released to the public.
All right. Attorney General Andrew Bailey, thank you, my friend.
Hey, thanks, Mark. Look forward to talking again soon.
Yes, sir. We will talk again soon. Good to get him on here this morning and know that he's involved so deeply in this auto pen story. I am afraid to get my hopes up that that might lead somewhere, but I really hope it does.
I do, too. I mean, it sounds like there's enough reason to at least investigate.
And I've never been a legal investigator like that. Wouldn't you almost have to have a whistleblower who said, I know Joe Biden didn't approve this, but it got signed anyway? Because all they have to do is deny it. And if there's no physical evidence otherwise, it's Biden, if you could take Biden's word,
right,
or his staff members against. Yeah, that's it.
It's possible that could happen.
Yeah,
his own
possible.
Press secretary has come out with a book, and I'm sure it's for her own gain, but has come out with a book calling it the broken White House or the broken Biden administration. Quite a few people have started turning on him when everything's been going down. So
right.
It is absolutely possible that there still could be a whistleblower who comes forward and makes those types of allegations.
Yep, it's a good point. What's coming up on Kim on a Whim?
You see this video of this CNN reporter and his crew who say they were detained. They were trying to cover the LA riots and they were told to put their hands behind their back. And now it's raising more concerns from people saying, are police targeting journalists who are just trying to do their job? Let's talk about that when we
come
back.
We'll be right back.
Catch anything you missed today by getting the show podcast at 971talk.com. Get more at 971talk.com.